Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Welcome back to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. In the last episode, I talked about passive income and we kind of touched on the reality that it does actually require a bit of work on the front end. And it does require a time commitment to create evergreen content that will generate money over the long run. Now, over the next few episodes, I'm going to discuss ways that you can generate passive income streams in your business. Today, we're going to talk about one that most people are familiar with, and that's affiliate marketing. Now, I started with this one for several reasons, but mostly because it's the easiest. So let's just start with the basics. Affiliate marketing is when someone promotes a product, so they promote one specific product in exchange for a commission for the referral or sales. So for example, say you have a specific brand of, calligraphy pen that is the only brand that you will use. It's your favorite brand and you buy it on Amazon. You could promote that product with an affiliate link to your target audience that you know would like those calligraphy pens, and then in turn you get a commission for each one that's sold. Depending on which brand, depending on who you are an affiliate with, that's going to vary on how much the commission is, but that's the general process. Now, sometimes you can also get a commission from selling paid services, like, sorry for the Amazon example again, but let's say Audible, for instance. So if you promote Audible and someone uses your link to sign up, then you would get a commission for that as well. So that's kind of just the general overview of all of that. So what's so great about affiliate marketing? Well, for one, people carry the internet around in their hands, you know, on their phones all day long. So it's incredibly easy to reach people. You just really need to know which target audience you're trying to reach. And it's not super expensive. You can post on social media for free, right? Now, if you have a blog, it's just the cost of running a website. So this is a really inexpensive way to generate an income stream for your business. You know, if you don't even have a laptop or a desktop, you could post on social media from your phone. So you really could get started with this just with your phone and being able to post on Facebook or Instagram or Pinterest. Now, you do want to familiarize yourself with the different platforms' rules on posting about affiliate links, and so that, you know, you can make sure that you are legal with everything, but it really is super simple. So if you know your target audience for your handmade business, then you already know your target audience for the affiliate marketing and for the things that you're going to, you know, that you're going to post. You just research the products that you know that your customers will love, things that might go well with the products that you sell, things that you might see your customers already bundling together. So say you sell blankets and you could think of a book that a mom might like to read while she's bundled up in your blanket, those types of things. So most of the time it's pretty easy to find affiliate marketing programs. You can usually just search the product and then add the words affiliate program after it to find that information. So for instance, say you want to be an affiliate for Joann's. Type in Joann's affiliate program in, you know, the old Google and see what comes up. ShareASale.com is also a great place to start looking at affiliate options if you're feeling a little bit lost and you're like, I have no idea where to start. ShareASale.com, and I'll put that in the show notes, is kind of it's a place where everybody, all these different companies are going to apply. They're already going to be there, and then you apply through ShareASale. So it's a little bit more organized. It saves you some time. Now, there are other platforms like ClickBank and Warrior Plus and I think JVZoo. But with those platforms, you're going to have to be a lot more selective. You're going to have to be careful about the companies on there. Some of them even make you pay based on what you want to look at. So I don't necessarily recommend venturing on there until you're more comfortable with affiliate marketing. I would say stick to Amazon, ShareASale.com, and just Googling and going directly through the companies until you really get comfortable with it. Now, I do want to say that, yes, there are a lot of people who do affiliate marketing and they are super scammy about it. But this doesn't have to be you. We are handmade sellers. We try to be genuine with our customers as it is. And this can translate over into how you do your affiliate marketing. If you have products that you love and you're able to post about it somewhere, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, a blog, then you can direct people to a link and then you make money off of that. So the most important thing to remember is that you only promote products that you love. You don't want to send people to links for things that they're going to be like, well, this really is not that good. I can't believe that they would tell me to go to this. So if that's, if you break that trust with them, then they'll never go back to something that you recommend. So that is where you want to really keep that in mind, that you are earning their trust. You want to maintain their trust so that they will continue to look at your recommendations and take them seriously. Now, I personally took a in-depth affiliate marketing course that really helped me figure out how to post and how to generate traffic and build my affiliate marketing stream. Now, if you're interested in learning that information, this course is called Making Sense of Affiliate Marketing, and Michelle is the one that teaches it. She generates over $50,000 a month in affiliate marketing. So if you're interested in that, and this is my affiliate link that I'm going to be posting, so just a disclaimer on that, the link to that is bit.ly/sassyaffiliate, and I'll put that in the show notes as well. But it's really helpful if you're wanting to get serious about affiliate marketing and learning how to do the blogging component and all of that with it. So if you'd like the additional information about that, I'll post the link in the show notes as well. So today we just kind of did a brief overview of affiliate marketing, and next episode we're going to be talking about podcasting and YouTube. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.